John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We have been doing our best to bring you the top comedy talent in the country to talk about the coronavirus, but unfortunately we had to switch to Paul Mercurio.
Wow, you know, I got to leave. I got to go get the virus. It's more fun than this. Why did I get up for this? Why did I get up for this? I can walk into the other room and get aggravated by my family. Why do I need to get on a phone call? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm in New York City, idiot. How do you think it's going?
Is it a ghost town? Does it look like High Noon before the gunfight?
It's like High Noon before they built the town. That's what it's like. The city that never sleeps is passed out, okay? It's like... You know what it's like in all seriousness? It's like when there's a blizzard. It's the same thing in Chile. You know when there's a blizzard and just everything shuts down the next day and
right.
It's quiet like
right,
it was
right.
In the 1800s when, you know, those quaint, innocent times when all you had to worry about was smallpox? That's what it's like.
Okay.
It's just there's nobody out there. It's crazy quiet, uncomfortably quiet to the point where I bought a jackhammer and I'm just jackhammering just outside on the street. Just so I feel like I'm in New York City again. You know what I mean? The whole thing is just really just bizarre and strange and like, and then, I don't know, what are you doing with your day? Like, what is your day like when you go home?
Lisa is a danger case. She has a lot of respiratory problems. So when I come in the house, Paul, this is the God's honest truth. I have to take my shoes off before I come in the house, and then the bottoms of the shoes get sprayed with Lysol. Then before I can greet or touch anything, I have to go upstairs to the bathroom, strip off all my clothes, take a complete shower, take those clothes, put them in a hamper, and then I'm allowed downstairs.
Now I just threw up in my mouth seeing you shower. Jesus, you guys are killing me this morning. This is the worst part of the virus, this conversation right now.
Well, what have you been doing to kill time?
For the last 2 days, I just look forward to stupid little things. Like I ordered screws on Amazon, and I've been tracking the package of screws on Amazon. I'm going to say that again because I don't hear Steve laughing. I'm tracking screws on Amazon. My wife's like stocking up on frozen pizza now because she's worried that the pizza place is going to run out of pizza. You know what I did 4 days ago? Should I have pepperoni? Should I have cheese? Should I have pepperoni? Back and forth trying to decide which pie to put in the oven. This is what my life is now. On top of this, we have a big bed fight, a sheet fight, because she claims I take the sheets. So she tried this new thing the other night where she's got her own sheet, like wrapped up in a cocoon, and I have my own sheet. But then my sheet fell off me, and then we got in a big fight last night. And I'm like, well, why don't we just get sleeping bags and have s'mores, and I'll just wait for a Boy Scout master to come and diddle me. Like, what? I have enough to deal with. I got a toilet paper cart, though. I've got right on the corner of 86th and Lex. I'm selling toilet paper, $12 a roll. Yep.
Now, look, you live in an apartment building. I haven't lived in an apartment building for years, all right? Apartment buildings are famed for, you know, having their rules for normal life. What's it like now?
Well, I've been looting other apartments, just saying, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's not me. It's the virus. We all got to do what we have to do to survive. Sorry. You know that the blue masking tape you use when you're painting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They put big X's, like 3-foot size X's, 6 feet apart, and you have to stand on one of the X's as you're waiting for the elevator. So you can't wait in a cluster. You have to wait 6 feet apart.
Right.
And we won't go on the elevator if somebody's on the elevator. Because, you know, it's close, contained, confined quarters. And this, what I'm describing to you right now, is why I don't want the virus to go away. Let me explain. I can't make small talk anymore. I don't have it in me, okay? So before the virus, I'm waiting to get on, and then Steve shows up. He's in 9C, and I'm in 8D, and he wants to chit-chat on the way up. I have a gun to my head. I can't do it. I don't have it in me. Like, I don't. Oh, I ran a marathon and I achieved my dream. I don't care. Okay?
I got a solve for you.
Yeah.
When you get on the elevator and somebody else tries to get on, just put your hand up and go, just farted.
Genius. Genius. So, I don't know. It's just my wife and my son and I. I just threw out two giant garbage bags full of old files and tax returns and stuff. I'm trying to figure out how to shred those. Like, this is my day now. This is my whole day.
Speaking of, this is a bad, segue. Speaking of old things, how's your mother doing up in Rhode Island?
You know what? I have nothing funnier than that right now. I'm going to leave it there. That is the funniest thing anybody has said to me in 8 years. Speaking of old things, Carol, DeBella said, speaking of old things, how's your mother? She's laughing.
She never liked her anyway.
Exactly. No, apparently my mother's still living. And she got the virus. The virus met her and went, whoa, this is way too much, and then left her body. The virus actually just said, I cannot deal with this woman. She is out of her mind.
I've been watching your videos on YouTube, and what is that? Just go to YouTube.com/Paul Mercurio?
YouTube.com/Paul Mercurio, and I've been making some videos. We just posted another one. It's called Pandemic Paul, and basically, it's just things that I'm doing to keep, you know, myself sane. There's one where I organize my fridge, and there's
wow.
Yes, the condiment shelf was a mess. Shut up.
You must be getting big views on that. Big views.
This is the part where you help me with views. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, there's a thing about Easter there. There's I just posted one about my dog. Daisy, the one with the weak sphincter, she's dreaming. It's not kinky or anything. Go to YouTube.com/Paul Mercurio and subscribe. And then I get a bunch of views, and my son can get that kidney that he needs. That's all, if you guys care.
Of course, all. Paul's website is paulmercurio.com. His Twitter handle is @PaulMercurio. If you can't spell Mercurio, well, you won't find him.
Speaking of old things, how's your mother? I'm putting that on a sign.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.